Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, June 12, 2020, State Board of Education, June 2020. The State Board of Education met on June 11, 2020 using video conferencing. The Department of Education, DE, provided a review of what the DE has been doing to assist schools in response to COVID-19. Diagonal Community School District. The DE presented an update to the board on the progress on non-compliance items that were issued to the Diagonal Community School District after a Phase 2 visit. The Diagonal Community School District has maintained its accreditation with intensive monitoring. Ongoing progress has been made by Diagonal Community School District on corrective actions, and some items have been extended due to the inability to conduct a site visit due to COVID-19. The board discussed with the Diagonal Community School District the potential use of the proposed Iowa eLearning Central to meet offer and teach requirements. Mississippi Bend Area Education Agency. As of March 28, 2019, board meeting, the Mississippi Bend Area Education Agency, MBAEA, was put on conditional accreditation and was given a list of corrective actions. The MBAEA is anticipating completing all of the corrective actions, including having an ending fiscal year 2020 positive fund balance of $1 million and an anticipated ending fiscal year 2021 positive fund balance exceeding $2 million, subject to necessary COVID-19 related expenditures or reductions in appropriations. As part of the corrective actions completed, the MBAEA completed a review of programs and services, aligning all programs and offered services to the Iowa Code or evidence-based services. The DE appointed mentor provided a recommendation to the board that the MBAEA's full accreditation be restored, which will be taken up by the board at a future meeting. Davenport Community School District. Davenport Community School District, DCSD, was placed on conditional accreditation in May 2019. An update was provided on the district's continued progress toward meeting all conditions of its accreditation and the work being done to develop and implement a crisis response and violence prevention plan. There was discussion by the board about responsibility for payment of supporting experts for DCSD for the next school year, the need for urgency to address violence and bullying in the school district, recent corrections made for suspension reporting, the DCSD school budget, support for special education students, and equity issues. The board passed a motion that the DCSD provide its safety plan at the next scheduled meeting on August 5, 2020, and to give notice to DCSD that the board will consider taking an additional step beyond conditional accreditation, which could include modifying supports and conditions of accreditation up to and including providing temporary oversight and operational authority of the district to the director of the DE. The next meeting of the State Board of Education is scheduled for Wednesday, August 5, 2020. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Laura Vargason, legislative analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-2249.